The Sackville Food Bank is going into business to help support its mission to feed people in need in the region. Starting August 1st, the Second Chance Thrift Shop will open up for business on Lauren Street, selling furniture and household goods donated by area residents. CHMA stopped in to find out more from two of the project's key organizers.
My name is Kelly Taylor. I'm the new president of the Sackville and District Assistance Center, Sackville Food Bank. Heather and I split the role this year, so it's to give her a little bit more free time. So that's my role here.
So in our free time, we decided to start a store.
I'm Heather Patterson, and I've been the president of the Sackville Food Bank for about 8 years, and now I am the logistics coordinator.
And we're here, we're at 18 Lawrence Street. Some people might know it as the Sackville Commons or the winter location for the Sackville Farmers Market sometimes, and the former cookie cutter. And you have big plans for this space, Kelly.
We have huge plans. So we have, one of the things with the Sackville Food Bank, unfortunately, is that we continue to grow. So Heather often says we're the only business that really wants to go out of business because people don't need us. But the need is growing. And because of that, we had to do some forward planning on what we were going to do. So last year we did a strategic plan, the members of the board, and on that strategic plan was to explore the option for a social enterprise. And it's been something we've been knocking around for several years as a board. So this year we started to make plans, and we have decided that we did a business plan, and it made sense that we are going to open a thrift shop to help the Sackville Food Bank with long-term planning and fundraising. We know eventually we're going to need to get our own building, a much bigger building than where we're at now, and this is an integral part of that plan for the fundraising for that.
Okay. How much logistics, how much behind-the-scenes work is going to be involved in this?
I think a fair amount, because everything we're going to get is being donated, so we're not going to go out buying anything. So we'll be doing a lot of running around picking stuff up, but we've spoken to all kinds of people, and everybody's really excited to have a place to give furniture away. Because right now, a lot of the landlords, when tenants leave furniture in their buildings, they put them in the dumpster, or they have to truck them to Moncton to go in the landfill. And so we're really excited about the idea of, you know, being of a benefit to the community by reducing the waste, but also to reusing a lot of stuff that would otherwise go in landfill, and then making stuff available to people so they don't have to drive to Moncton to get furniture or Amherst, and also making it affordable. Because it'll be donated, we'll be able to sell it for a very low price, and we're hoping that even our clients will be able to shop at our store.
How will the logistics work? I guess there's probably a short and a long-term plan here, but will you have be run by volunteers? Will you be hiring people? Tell me a bit about the plans there.
Well, for the short term, it's going to be 100% volunteer run, same as the food bank is now. We are going to be applying for grants to try to get enough money to hire, at the very least, a store manager that can manage the store for us. But volunteers are always going to be an integral part of it. Eventually, we would like to be able to employ perhaps some part-timers to help us with, you know, there's a lot involved with a thrift store. You need people that can move furniture and set things up and pick up donations and stuff. So it's always going to be a combination. But to start, it's 100% volunteers.
Are you putting out a call to the community for, you know, either dropping off goods to, you know, to sell or for help?
Yeah, we do have a social media plan in place. So the first step is, people may have already seen the announcements asking them to keep us in mind if they're decluttering, and we'll let them know when and where they can drop off. We have to set up a schedule of when we can have volunteers here to accept donations. Until we open the store, we have a planned opening of August 1st. So it's quite aggressive opening schedule. But for now, we're hoping to have somebody here for certain hours, certain days to accept donations. People can also drop off donations in our former pantry building, the little baby barn that's beside the commons. So that'll be open. It'll be locked up every night. But we can accept donations there as well. We will be accepting items like furniture and household goods, and clothing, although we would like to be able to take it easy on the clothing for now, just because we're trying to get furniture and household goods in preparation for all the students coming back to Mount A for the fall term. Once we open the doors, the store itself will be opened for sales and to the public Wednesday through Saturday from 10 until 3. And we will be open on Mondays just to accept donations, because we figure if people are decluttering their house or cleaning out a garage or a basement, they want to get rid of it on the Monday morning. And that way we can hopefully divert it from the garbage pickup as well. So,
one of the important things is we are going to keep our prices low so that our clients at the food bank will be able to shop here. It's not a money-making thing, enterprise, in the sense that we're really doing it for the food bank. So our prices should be low. We've been in touch with a lot of people over the last month or so, and everybody we've spoken to was really excited about it, because there's no place to donate furniture in Sackville. And the Rotary was doing a dump and run, and they were really successful their first year. The timing wasn't so hot the second time, but even at that, they got lots of stuff. We're doing a little dumpster diving too, so if anybody sees anything out by the roadside that they think looks good, they can pick it up and bring it over here.
A couple of things to remember is that if you're donating, I mean, we would love to have all of the donations of any stuff you don't need, but keep in mind, if, you know, it has to be able to be resold. So if it's broken or torn, it's probably best for the garbage, unfortunately. But, you know, anything else, we're willing to take a look at and give it a chance, a second chance to be sold and used by somebody who can love it as much as the first person did. You know, and you can look, we're going to have lots of social media presence. You know, for now, there's going to be calls out for items for donations. Look for an announcement in the next day or two we're looking for store fixtures, tables, shelving units that we can use for the store to display items. We're also going to be putting out a call for the furniture and so on, call for volunteers. And then once the store opens, we have a regular schedule of stuff that we're going to be asking for. And those will be on the Sackville Food Bank website and Instagram and Facebook. But also we're going to be creating a Facebook page and an Instagram page for the Second Chances Thrift Store. So, and they'll be cross-promoted on both of those. So look for those online. We're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to get that information. So.
We're really excited about this, and because the reaction we've gotten from everybody that we've met with has been so positive, and we're already getting donations. We have a table full out there, and I have a desk to pick up this afternoon, and we have two bags of stuff over at the food bank. And so I think there's a real niche for us doing what we're going to do.
And we're definitely looking for help from people. If you have a truck or you're willing to help us do pickups, we can organize the schedule. You know, if you have a truck but you don't feel you can lift, we can try to get volunteers to help move stuff with you. So all you have to do is drive. And, you know, you're helping the food bank. It's, you know, I mentioned before, we're growing. You know, at our March, the Food Banks Canada does a hunger count every March and September. And last March, we were at 447 households that we help in our area, our clients, and clients that we help. So that's considered, for now, a medium-sized food bank. 2 years ago, we graduated from a small to a medium. The large-size food bank is 500. So we're on the cusp of going to become what's officially a large food bank. So we have to prepare, because we're just getting busier and busier, unfortunately. So
that's Kelly Taylor and Heather Patterson of the Sackville Food Bank and the new Second Chances Thrift Store, which is due to open August 1st at 18 Lawrence Street in Sackville. Taylor says if all goes as planned, the social enterprise should end up donating more than $30,000 each year to help the food bank operate. The new shop will accept donations on Mondays and on a schedule to be determined for the next 2 weeks as they prepare to open their doors to customers.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.